Hey guys, awesome episode today. We have wedding talk, sugar babies, and porn. Check it out, enjoy, share with friends. Welcome to the J-Train Podcast. This is J-Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from Harlem, New York City. And if you're listening right now, I am in foggy London town.
Oi, bruv.
That's right. Hello. Did you say hello? No, I said hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, governor.
What, you like a spot of tea?
I love a spot of tea. I want to go there to not pronounce my consonants.
You're doing your comedy, are you?
I'm doing my comedy for the chaps in foggy London town. You have a good accent, Shelby.
You're having a laugh.
I'm having a laugh, yeah. Shelby, are you familiar with the English people?
You do it.
Yeah, you're hear good it. At that. I'm more, like... I always do I would do a chimney sweep impression. Like, I got the chimney, governor! That's not even that good.
You got a pence for me, sir.
Oh, my God, Shelby, you turn into an English person.
Yeah, Shelby, your accent's very, very good, man.
It's very good.
If I didn't know any better, I'd say that you were from there, and your accent now is the one that you're using to hide
the fake
your
one.
English accent.
Uh-oh, guest chiming in early.
Yeah, a little early.
Well, I'm just sitting here.
Very excited to be here on a Tuesday with you. We're getting ahead so you guys will have an episode. I got you, people. Don't worry. I got you for your Tuesday episode. But I'm in London right now. I'm hoping I'm having a cheery old time.
Oh, get on with it.
Get on with it. I'm very excited for today's guest. Oh, I'm going to bring him right in.
Out with it.
A very, one of my favorites, an OKP, Nathan McIntosh. Thank you for coming back.
It's a beautiful day in Harlem, everybody.
It is, right?
Thank you for having me, man. This is great.
Feather Studios.
Bam, 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 bam.
Feather Studios is pumped to have you, a capacity audience.
It's packed in here.
It's packed. You can barely sit down.
I barely got in.
Play that foghorn. We got a great guest alert, baby. Nathan McIntosh is hilarious. If you don't follow him already, you're messing up. He's got great, I'll tell you this, what you can find at Nathan McIntosh on Instagram. He's on my Instagram right now, so you can find him and follow him immediately. You got great stand-up clips up there.
Hey, thanks, man.
That people are going to really love and enjoy.
Yeah, I got one about white women that's been floating around for a while. I got a lot of messages about it.
Do you really?
Yeah. About how white women have so much privilege, they pulled themselves out of white privilege.
I love that bit. I've heard you do that bit. I love watching Nathan McIntosh on stage. You have a J-Train seal of approval. Hit that seal, Shelby.
Oh. I take it every time. I take it every time.
Listen, I love watching you on stage, and I think, you know, the one thing is I know this audience. I hold them to my nipple every Tuesday and Friday, and they suck for my teat. And I know... that if you're listening to this podcast right now, you're going to be or already should be a Nathan McIntosh fan at Nathan McIntosh on Instagram. And he has his own podcast called Positive Anger.
Yep.
I have been a guest on Positive Anger. So what you should do right now, get the Laughable app. Yep. The Laughable app. If this is the first you're hearing of it, the Laughable app. You can download that app. Subscribe to me. And then you can listen to any show that I've been a guest on, and that can be your little bridge into what Nathan does on his podcast called Positive Anger.
Yes.
And I like Nathan because he's a professional ranter like myself, and I think that's what the podcast is really
about.
We
use a lot of words, maybe too many, some would say, you know. I yell a lot of things. No, I'm down with it, too. Did it take you a while to get used to it?
It's style.
Because I did.
You know, I'm still getting used to it. I think I'm behind you stand-up wise and being free with it as much. I'm good on podcasts. I enjoy how I like Coffee with J Train is the Patreon version of this podcast. The Patreon people really enjoy, because I do 20 minutes every Sunday just talking about the week and getting annoyed at stuff and talking about how people bring guitars on planes and put them in the overhead space, and that takes up the space of four bags, and no one gives a shit.
Do you know what's another incredibly criminal thing to do on a plane? To get on, right? Mm. Not put a bag in the overhead, but take off like your Metallica hoodie or some piece of shit fucking windbreaker and fold it and like it's gold slide it in while there's still bags coming onto the plane.
You said that you don't like to fly commercial because you don't want to get into a tube with a bunch of demons.
That's right.
What a great video that was, by the way.
We're forced into a tube with demons. That's quite a video.
What a great video.
I love when confidence, someone has so much confidence that they're like, they forget that other people have brains.
Can we also get to some sort of point? Yeah, the video that the reporter running up on the evangelical, I forget his name.
He's using the literally people are like, take this money for God, and he buys a fucking private jet.
$65 million jet that he needs so he doesn't have to fly in a tube with demons. At some point in time, can somebody go, hey, man, maybe religion is not a fucking real thing.
Maybe it's
not a real fucking thing.
But you're helping his problem.
How is that?
Because they go, they don't think religion is real. The thing is,
it is real. It's real in the same way that like the three-card Monty is real and that the fucking, the cup game is real. It's a grift.
You can't punch too hard, but then if you don't punch hard enough, no one listens.
I'm just saying
that's the problem, though, because you say that guy goes out and goes, they're coming after our religion.
Yep.
They say we're not even real. And then they go, yeah, here's my money.
It's the exact same thing.
You can't come out and go, because then if you come out and go, yeah, it's nice to have a community, but you're giving your money to the wrong thing, they would go, I can't hear you loud enough.
Yes.
You know, it wouldn't be heard.
This is the exact same as wrestling, when people say wrestling is fake, and people go, no, it's not. They're actually doing it.
Yeah,
it's both things are true.
Both things are true.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, both things are correct.
Like I'm not a religious person, but when I watch people come together, like when I watch Jews die, I think
afternoon that is.
I think Jews die the best of any religion.
Get a life, Jews.
That's right.
How do they die?
It's the opposite. Don't get a life, Jews.
Get a life, Jews. Yeah.
Take my life. So maybe I don't know.
So
how does this?
My understanding of it. I'm obviously not the most. You know, it's not like I fucking fucking have a rabbi sitting here, but...
Yes, you do. I came on this podcast to tell you this week, I am now a rabbi.
I thought you were going to talk about Rabbi Cohen, who sits in the corner of our... watches every
God,
show.
I love that guy. He's I don't know how Feather he got Studios. In. It's so packed.
It's packed, but he's here. If you looked at the studio audience here, people, it would just be like the Clue board.
Yes. Pressed against the glass.
Yeah.
If people's drool running down the windows.
And there would be one rabbi. So you basically, they bury you very quickly. So if you die today, you'd get buried tomorrow.
Okay.
And then there's a 5-day period called the, I can't believe I'm losing my mind right now, the Shiva call. And that goes for 5 days, where basically the family, immediate family, plops themselves down in one house and says, this is where we will be. Bring your tears and hugs and food.
For 5 days.
For 5 days. So then you know, Joe Friend, can come by and be like, well, I'm not going today, but I'll go. I got time on Tuesday.
Yes.
And you show up and you say hello and you go, I'm sorry. And there's a prayer done. And then everyone eats. And then you look at the shit in their house and you judge them. And at some point you fucking laugh and you have a good time. It's more of a have a drink, come and stay.
It's like a 5-day wake. With no body. Yeah. Okay, that's
and
good.
And if it's done at like the grandmother's old house, that's when all the family start dibsing on things they're going to steal from her. Mm-hmm. So it's like a 5-day. So for the people visiting, it's 5 days for them to like do their respects.
Yeah.
And for the family, it's 5 days of like they're waiting at the starting line. before the gun shoots off for them to steal all the, you know, expensive shit.
I like it because at a regular wake, right?
Yeah.
I guess not a regular wake, but a wake that I've been to. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to think about taking. There's just a dead person in a box.
Wakes are awful.
Somebody talks about my grandmother passed
wakes
away.
Wakes are awful.
They're terrible.
They're crazy.
My grandmother passed away a few years ago, and she was part of some religion. I can't even remember what it is.
Yeah, we're sorry.
Thanks, studio audience. And somebody got up and talked about, they said Jesus more than my grandmother's name. Mm. And I'm like, did Jesus die today? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can we fucking talk about Ethel?
That's right. Jews nail it. I'm telling you, the wake, no one knows how to dress for a wake.
Funny, yeah.
There's all
people come in a lot of weird things.
It's either suit or it's socks and sandals.
Dude,
I've never seen a range like
jeans
a wake
with grease. There was like a mechanic that showed up to pay respects to my grandmother.
And then the jeans, the mechanic guy would be like, "Oh no, I got jeans and grease. I'll put a tie over this."
Yes.
Like they'll do that shit.
Yeah.
At least there's like Shiva casual that people wear. But I don't know. But back to the subject of, you either hit too hard.
Yeah.
You know, it's wrestling. It's, you know, that's kind of the world we live in. That's why this podcast is for the people.
Hey, I hear you, man.
Measured. That's right. Measured conversation without judgment. This is the no judgment zone, the no spin zone. And we're going to tell it like it is without people going, well, that opinion makes you a certain thing.
I hear you.
I'm in London right now. You said you're not a fan of London.
Well, you know, London's sort of not a fan of me.
Why?
They don't like red-haired people.
That
and I know you
no
said this.
Makes no sense to
Look,
me.
Man, I don't care what you say. They got a couple princes that got red hair. I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I've been. I was called a witch. I was called a ginger cunt.
In
I was
the
called
streets?
A, yes! Come on, studio audience!
Gotta laugh here.
What the fuck?
Gotta laugh here.
Yeah, well, some of these people, fucking rabbis gotta get out of here.
Rabbi's dying right now.
I got called a fucking witch.
Why?
Man,
how did that happen?
Because they don't like red-haired people. We are. Do you know that there's a book, right?
Yeah. My grandmother was red-haired, and she would go up to other redheads and go, like, out of the blue. Like, we'd be in a restaurant, and she would go up to other families of redheads and go, you know, we're the chosen people, and then just walk away.
Love it.
They had no idea what they meant.
Then,
And then you'd see them, like, 5 minutes later, like, is that because we have red hair?
Love
it. You know, like, they had no idea.
Love it. There's a book, right? Called The Redhead Encyclopedia, okay?
Yeah.
And it's a whole history of red-haired people, right? We used to get burned. We used to get thrown off of fucking cliffs. People thought we were from the goddamn devil. And England is a part of that whole deal.
That
now,
history.
When you think England, you think, because you're like, they have a history of red-haired
people.
You're thinking Ireland, you're thinking Scotland.
Yeah.
And they don't fucking like those
but
people.
But maybe that's why I'm getting confused.
You're talking Britain.
So I'm saying,
you're not talking England, you're talking Britain.
I don't know what's embarrassing? I don't know the difference between those two.
Who cares?
Do you know what I mean? When someone goes, the UK, I always go, you ever say a word and you're like, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right, so you say it softer the second time?
Uh-huh.
Like this morning, I had to tape this Yahoo thing, and one of the lines for hosting it was apothecary.
Yes,
and
okay.
I was like, I said apothecary the first time, and I kind of looked around the room to be like, do they think I'm a fucking idiot? And then I repeated it. It came up again later in the script, and I go, apothecary. And then they go, okay, let's do another take. And I go, am I saying apothecary right? And they're like, yeah. And I go,
dude,
I thought you guys were all sitting here being like, this fucking idiot, let's see how many times he says it wrong.
This is the perfect place, and you're the perfect man to tell this story
sure.
to. I had a audition at CBS.
Ooh.
Okay. Studio audience. And it was playing a guy who was at a Jewish wedding. And so he was trying to fit in. So he's trying to use these Yiddish words.
Sure.
I should have texted you or some of the other Jewish people
that
I know.
You know a few.
I know a few.
Yeah.
Bubula? Is that Bubula. The word? Thank you.
Yeah.
I looked it up. I Googled it. How to say it. You know what the internet told me to say?
What?
Bubly. So I go into fucking CBS. CBS. And I'm doing, I go, blah, 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 Bubly. The woman goes, no.
Bubly.
She stopped it. She just goes, no. No, it is Bubula. And I go, but the internet. And then I was like, well, this audition's over. I just wanted to fucking leave.
Bubbly.
So I know exactly. The internet. Dude, Google said it to me. The robotic voice said to me 100 times, Bubbly.
You didn't call one Jew. It's not like you're like, you didn't just get air off the boat from Nova Scotia.
I know, dude. I don't know. I was like, I can do this myself. I'll look it up. I was just, you know what I mean? I was learning the lines. I'm an idiot.
That is like, that's like classic Yiddish funny word.
I love the Bubla. Word. It's great. Schwartz Tall drops Madden, it all the time.
James Madden says it all the time.
Hilarious.
Bubbas. he says it. That's Bubbas. Like it's one of
What's going on, Bubbas?
If James Madden, hilarious comic who you should all get involved with, if there was a doll made of him, that would be one of the things that, like, when you pull the string, you would say.
Back to England here real quick.
Sure.
So they don't like red-haired people.
See, the whole Scotland, England,
Ireland
rivalry.
Yes.
I mean, rivalry is putting it lightly.
Yes.
Makes sense for the redhead thing.
It's also, and this is just, I'm from Nova Scotia. You know, we got some fog, for God's sake, but England's its own. London, holy fuck,
it's
man.
It's kind of why I'm excited to go. I think I thrive in that type of weather.
I love it, but the darkness all the time. The people drink there as well, as if they're in fucking grade eight. Nobody understands that. It's like every day they wake up, it's like 51st drinks. Every day they wake up and they go, oh, what is this? And they just keep drinking until they're fucking in the streets. You're like, you know what it is. You've been drunk for fucking 40 years.
The bars close at like 1 a.m.
Yes, dude, McDonald's as well. At 10 p.m., they have a late night menu.
Yeah.
There's two choices. It's what I remember seeing downtown London. You could get a fucking Big Mac meal, or you can get a fucking McChicken meal, and both of them you can get the fuck out. You can't even sit there.
Yeah, get out.
At 10.
Take your bag.
10. Because people just throw up.
Here's your bag, pig. Get the fuck out.
Yes. Yeah. Also, I'm not a big fan of the Beatles. I have a fucking joke about it. I've talked about it.
See, someone wrote to me, red flag deal breaker. You meet someone and they...
bullshit on that red flag deal. Why? Go ahead, sorry. Because you're allowed to not
Twitter,
like the fucking Beatles.
I take the tweets and I answer the tweets as they come.
Okay.
And this one tweet was... You're dating someone, everything's perfect, and they go, I hate the Beatles. And I said, my response was, it's not about the Beatles, it's the fact that they hate the Beatles. If you say such a sentence, you are a narcissistic douche.
That's wild to say. What I'm saying, let me ask you a question. Are you allowed to say that you hate a band?
No.
No.
My reason.
What are we talking about?
You can't say you hate a band that is beloved by the whole world.
Yes, you can.
Because what you're saying is the world is wrong.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
The way you say it is, I'm not really a fan, even though I know something. That people love them.
You are a fan, correct? You're a fan.
I'm not a fan.
Okay, well, let me ask you this.
I'm not a fan of anything. That's my job as a comedian.
I'm not a fan of anything.
As a comedian, I stay out of it, and I go...
I hear you.
The house is burning. Here's why it's burning.
I get you.
Red flag.
That's right.
I'm also a comedian. I hear what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yes, I get it.
Republican, liberal, conservative, Democrat... Whatever, you know.
Well, hey, let me tell you something real quick.
Not gluten free. Like right now, I have a post on my Instagram that is about I say the worst conversation is anything about your diet. Vegan, keto, gluten free. It's all boring conversations. It's all shit that people talk about when they have nothing else to say. Because me, who has no dietary thing, I don't walk around going, hey, I eat good during the week and like shit on the weekends and say I'm going to change my life on Mondays. Like, I don't say that.
Yeah.
So why do these people have to do it? It's because they have no personality. These vegans are now commenting on this post being like, it's not a diet, veganism. It's a lifestyle. One person wrote, they're a hero.
Hilarious.
Saving the world for me.
Look, as a card-carrying Republican, I can say that I don't like the Beatles. I can't even vote here. That's a stupid thing I just said. But so here's what you've never been a part of then. Because if you tell people you don't like the Beatles, you can't tell somebody you don't like the Beatles, is what I'm trying to say. Because they don't hear that. What they hear is, you're a demon monster that needs to be burned. Yeah. I've had so many arguments with people.
The Beatles are the dogs of music.
And this is why they can fuck all the fucking way off.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people that like the Beatles, look, if you were there,
they're militant.
I'm with you.
They're militant.
If you were born in 1995 and you got a John Lennon t-shirt, I'm sorry, you can suck a dick because you barely know what you're fucking talking about anyway.
You don't know
a lot
that.
Of the songs, but somebody told you the Beatles were the best band and you went, yep.
See, then I would argue you don't not like the Beatles. you don't like Beatles culture.
I also don't really like the Beatles. A lot of it sounds not a good time to me. I like some stuff by them by themselves. And there's a couple songs I like that I can hear that I'm like...
It'd be funny if you're like, I'm a Ringo guy.
I love Ringo. Do you don't want to know why?
Love, peace and love.
Look, man, like you know, you know one reason...
Every accent.
They're great
England.
Accents. Do you know one reason the Beatles fans can fuck all the way off too?
Why is
they
that?
Don't like Ringo. What was Ringo a part of? The Beatles, you ignorant fucking cocksucker.
They always give
they're
him
like,
shit.
They're like... I saw somebody... When Ringo went into the goddamn Hall of Fame, somebody goes, oh, I guess anybody can get in. No, they can't. You posted on Facebook. He was a Beatle.
Yeah, they say Paul did his parts, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Shelby might be one of these people. I think
Shelby's one of these people.
This is a very controversial
Ringo's
episode.
Ringo's also
of
been married
Train
to the
podcast.
Same woman for like 33 fucking years, you
Good
know?
For him. That has said something to me about someone.
Absolutely.
That to me is like not a crazy person.
No.
Like some
Bond woman
crazy.
Too.
Have you seen the video of him not asking for any signed things anymore?
I love that.
What does he ask for?
He says, don't send me the video of him telling his fans, don't send me anything. I'm not signing anything anymore.
Well, I don't think that's crazy at all.
The video is funny. It's hilarious.
It is. Because to me, I'm like, we don't understand what it's like to live as Ringo.
No.
None of us. And I do understand with social media that you go, enough's enough. The mailman, we've lost mailmen due to this.
Dude, he's been getting letters and letters and letters since 61. You know what I mean? Like, that's a lot of it's letters and letters.
We are, I'm very...
First email, Ringo Starr.
Pumped to have... Nathan McIntosh here. Shelby's finding that video for us. We're all here. We got a great episode. We've done very controversial already.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you at Nathan McIntosh. Go find him. Go support. So funny. We're sponsor people. 2019 Fab Fit Fun Summer Box is on sale now. FabFitFun is a women's lifestyle subscription box that's filled with full-size premium beauty, lifestyle, and tech products. Treat yourself with items such as Isaac Mizrahi kimono with fringe in the front and the back, green goo hibiscus exfoliating body scrub, a $30 value, and the Speakua Cruiser Bluetooth wireless speaker so you can listen to more J-Train. I gotta say... Mm-hmm. FabFitFun, this box, I wasn't like on board. Like you see the influencers do an unboxing and you're kind of like, ugh, I'm not that type of person. But I'll say this. They send me a box every time they do a subscription. Mm-hmm. And I give it, I like, what I do is I'll wait to open it to my girlfriend's here. Okay. And Jess, I'll kind of like poke it over to her. Like I'll like slide it over like I'm not even looking. Watching her go through it is the greatest joy of my summer. I really do enjoy because she goes through it like a raccoon. She'll pull things out. Oh, so playing with the lotions and the scents and the different in feeling the fabric against her face. And it's like, and some things get kept and some things get tossed away. And she takes it. If she doesn't like something, she throws it at the wall. And it's like that. It is the most animalistic thing. Uh-huh. That I get to witness, and that's the beauty of the box, is that you're paying, and I think with the free money I'm giving you, you're getting $10 off, so it's $39.99, okay, for a box that has a value of over $200.
And what you just described, too, is Christmas. You just described
it's Christmas.
Somebody gets their own personal Christmas.
I don't know from Christmas.
I know.
But that's exactly
what it Christmas.
Is. That's Christmas. It is an unbelievable purchase for the person in your life or for yourself. Because you get this little moment where you find products that none of us are confident enough to buy for ourselves. Mm-hmm. You don't have the confidence. If you're sitting right now, you don't have the ability to go, I deserve a $30 scrub. Mm-hmm. No. None of us believe that. You do believe that you can get a $30 scrub from the FabFitFun box and go, this is something I'll take with me the rest of my life because now I need it. Mm-hmm. That's the beauty of this box. And listen... You can discover new products. It's 4 times a year, something new for each season. You can customize it or let the amazing editors fill it up with great goodies. I like letting the editors do it because I think that's take choice out of your life. Stop it. You're depressing yourself. You're it's just stop doing that to yourself. With FabFitFun, you get full size beauty, fit, fashion, home, fitness, and wellness products for just $49.99 a box. Plus, I'm giving you $10 off. So listen. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. Retails for $49.99, but always has a value of over $200. Use coupon code JTRAIN, JTRAIN, JTRAIN. That's coupon code JTRAIN for $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com. That's code JTRAIN for $100 off. They put an extra zero on this one. It's not 100. That's code JTRAIN for $10 off at FabFitFun.com. Get yours today.
Bam, 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 bam.
Let's get some emails done. We're really going to plow through these, Nathan. Is that cool with you?
I mean, fine. If we don't give out thorough answers, we don't give out thorough answers. But I'm here for them.
I think we can. I think you know the show. Shelby's here to keep us on track. We know what we're doing. Do you have the video? Let's hear it. Let's hear
which
Ringo.
So
this is Ringo telling his subscribers to stop sending him shit.
This is a serious message to everybody watching
that starts with "this is a serious message" is hilarious. Yeah. And it also, it's super close up to his face and then pulls back.
Ken Burns'd it.
Yeah, it looks like he's a villain in a Bond movie.
That's who he's married to, a woman from a Bond movie.
That's the dream. Okay.
I know. What was the one? The Spy Who Loved Me.
Is that what it's from?
That's where she's from.
Let's hear the video.
This is a serious message to everybody watching my update right now.
He doesn't
peace
know where it goes.
Peace and love.
Well, that's how famous he is. He doesn't even know where this is going.
No.
He knows he gets sent shit.
Yep.
He knows that social media exists. And he goes, this is my update for whoever. Yeah. Okay, go.
To tell you. Please, after the 20th of October, do not send fan mail to
date?
I love this.
Why the 20th?
Date? Because, buddy, if you send him something to the 21st, he's coming to your house.
It's coming
Look
over.
At him. He's got a leather jacket on. He'll kill you.
What if Ringo showed up at your door and was like, here's your fucking macrame back, you asshole.
If he came to fight you, if he walked into your door and said, what did I say, the 20th, and slapped you in front of your family?
Let's go.
Any address that you have. Nothing will be signed after the 20th of October.
Any address that you have.
If that has a date on the envelope, it's going to be tossed. I'm warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do.
I love it, man.
I'm a Ringo fan.
No more fan mail. Thank you. And no objects to be signed. Nothing. Anyway, peace and love, peace and love.
Here's the thing.
Love it, man.
Like I said, I'm warning you with peace and love.
Well, that's the thing. You know, we live in a world where all Ringo cares about in that video is not being evil.
Yeah.
He's trying to say a very normal thing. Hey, I can't sign all this shit. I actually feel bad when people send it to me. I just want to let people know it's not going to get signed if they send it.
Throw it out's my favorite part. I will throw it out.
Here's the problem with the internet. We all get an opinion.
Yep.
So now you have to hear from crazies. A crazy could look at that and go, I used to be a Ringo fan. But then he thinks he's too good to sign shit for us. And he's going to throw my stuff away?
And you don't even like him anyway because every Beatles fan hates Ringo. What are you sending him? And this Beatles record? I don't think you're a real Beatle anyway.
So the whole time he's just going, peace and love, peace and love. Please, know that I'm not evil.
Please.
Please. I know I'm richer and more successful than you'll ever be in your entire life. Peace and love, peace and love.
They're so successful. He's the least popular, and he still has like a FedEx truck every day.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's do some emails. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. So I've been seeing a guy for a little over a month now. I don't know if I should tell him I was an amateur porn for a gay porn company when I was 18.
Bars.
I'm 29 and don't think it's super important to tell him something that was so long ago in my past. I told my ex-boyfriend and he wished I didn't tell him. And some friends have said it's not important to tell guys. I would love some advice. Gives her Instagram for Classic Shelb's lookalike. I have her pulled up right here. She is very pretty. Nathan, what do you think?
She
did gay porn.
So she did lesbian porn. Yeah,
Porn. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Shelby.
She did porn without the dicks.
Yeah. She's cute.
Should she have to tell somebody she was an amateur porn?
I would watch her porn.
You know, if
what did you guys? A lot of kids' pictures that.
I mean, yeah, you said I'd watch her porn as you were staring at her child. It was very, you know what I mean? It was a weird thing to, weird picture to stand on. Does she have to tell a man she was in porn if it was with a woman? You know, I, why would a man be upset about that?
The old boyfriend that wished she didn't, I don't know why he would say that if he really liked her.
Yes, because
that's
it's
why he's an ex-boyfriend.
I was with a woman on camera. You're like, okay, you know?
Yeah, I think also, like, you know, what saves her is, like, a lot of times, and it saves, it's not the biggest deal in the world, but you ever have that thought of, like, man, I'm so happy people couldn't take video from their hip pocket of me in college?
Blowing a woman?
Do you know? That's exactly.
Is that what you're talking about?
I'm saying, like, thank God that you ever have that thought where you're like, Instagram stories didn't exist when I was in college.
Yes.
When Four Loko was around.
When Four Loko was around. Right. My heyday. So, like, this is kind of like for her where she says, I'm 29. So this was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
10 years ago, like, that porno clip would be more, if it was put up today.
Yeah.
It would be way more available.
Yeah, it would have been on, like, E-Bombs World. You would have had to, you know.
But I'm saying, like, for him to search for this, the guy would go, like, it's not going to be out there. This is what I'm saying.
Let's just be serious, know, like, too. It's going to be, any man is going to be more upset if you were in porn with men than with women.
Yeah, that's fair.
So if you're in a porn with women and it was also amateur porn, I don't necessarily know why a lot of men would be upset about that.
Also, what's the, like, did she submit it to a porn site, like, to the amateur category?
There's a lot of ways it can get up there.
There's also porn that shoots, like, amateur style.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, I would say to her, you got to come out with it because it's a part of your life. No guy leaves you because you did amateur porn or taped yourself having sex at one point. Mm-hmm.
We got to stress with a woman.
With a woman,
is almost like it didn't happen.
That person was leaving you anyways.
You think so?
And they were just looking for a reason. Yeah.
That's a weird reason to leave.
But it's a weird reason to leave. That's what I'm saying. So, like, if you tell this guy and he goes, oh, wow, I would just be open and honest, answer any question he has.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised that now this opens up a new door for him where he's like, well, now I can admit to some things to myself. Like, what I would say to her is, like, you should come out with it, but understand, this kind of lets a guy be kinkier.
Well, he's going to be like, well, I mean, if you fucked a woman on camera, you could fuck a woman in my house, right?
Yeah, we can all... You know, this opens up parts of his brain.
Oh, my God, absolutely.
The parts that
we all want open.
Yes.
The part that every man wants open. You've sucked a woman. Can I watch that?
She looks like the... In The Water Boy, the woman, the girl that...
Oh, wow,
so
she does.
Good.
But with, like, a normal-looking mouth.
She
truly does.
She really does look like her. The Water Boy.
The Water Boy.
Love interest in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1999.
Bobby Boucher.
So, great movie.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. People think I'm a sugar baby.
I don't know what that means.
Okay. This has kind of been in the news lately, sugar baby.
What is
stuff,
a sugar
right?
baby? I know sugar daddy, sugar
Shelby
mommy.
Shelby knows these.
It's like you have the rich, usually a guy that pays for your shit, and sometimes you fuck him, sometimes you don't.
No, I got you. Okay, so somebody that has a sugar daddy is known as a sugar baby.
Yeah.
Love the podcast. Faithful You Up listener, made my way over to JTrain a few months ago and binged the whole thing. Wow. And all of your Bachelorette IG stories, LOL, no shame. I'm one of your LA listeners, so will you please do a show in LA? I have a ton of girlfriends. The way she wrote this email, I want to turn it off right now. Because
that's so funny.
You know when an email doesn't format to your email page, so you have to scroll to the right?
And seeing you try to read L.A. From a person, I can't see the email. You to go L.A.
So this email might be 7,000 words. I wouldn't know because I have to keep scrolling right.
Well, how did this happen?
I don't know. I have a ton of girlfriends. I would love for me to come. Looking forward to seeing your U Up Live L.A. show later this year. Okay, cool. Now we have to scroll.
Oh, it's
all
like a typewriter. You got a typewriter in. You got to do Andrew Carnegie here, for God's sake.
So thanks to you, I was able to snag me a boyfriend recently, and something I didn't initially see as being an issue is now becoming all I can think about. So I'm 26. My boyfriend is 36.
Bars.
A bit of an age gap, but I normally date older guys, but he's the best. He's the oldest I've ever dated. We met on Hinge and hit it off immediately, and he asked to make it official after 3 months of dating, and we have been known each other for over 4 months now. So I've always, side note, do you think this dating timeline is a red flag? A couple of my girlfriends said they thought it was too fast. What do you think?
3 months?
Yeah, that's not too
no,
fast.
No, Jesus,
that's,
fuck.
That's actually more normal than 6 months of like, what are you, what am I?
Yeah.
You know, like 3 months is when you start to go, I pack it up. You know what I mean? Like, three months becoming boyfriend girlfriend is totally normal.
Yeah,
3 months of not being boyfriend girlfriend, that's totally normal too. But at 3 months, you're going, all right, start packing up the loose ends here.
Yes,
start putting away. Start putting some text. Start not responding to some texts from people that you used to respond to.
Absolutely.
So I've always been told I have a baby face and I aggressively get carded when I go out because I'm always told by
hey,
security.
Lady, where the fuck are you going? Get back here.
That I look 18 to 19 years old. I'm also pleasantly petite at 5'2". My boyfriend has a lot of gray hair in his beard, like 80% gray, and gray hair in his sideburns, so he looks like he could be in his 40s in his grayest days. I can't help but notice the stares and whispers we get sometimes when we hold each other's hands, hugs in public, particularly from other women. Because I look like a teenager and he's super gray, I feel like some people think we have 20-year age gap and then rather than a 10-year age gap, and they assume a sugar daddy arrangement or that he's a perv. We're also interracial. I don't know if that matters, but just giving you all the details. So that you know it's not all in my head. Please see my real life examples below.
What do you mean?
Here they are. I think because of the picture, that's why I got. They actually look like normal here. I don't think he looks that much, right?
Well, yeah. No, it doesn't.
Oh, fuck. I need her email to be better cropped.
Wow. What is that? What is this?
She sent like the full size pictures.
Jesus.
I mean, she's very cute.
Yeah, she does look young. She looks younger. She does look younger.
She looks young, but I don't think.
But no, they don't look insane.
This isn't crazy.
That's not crazy. This picture, a little bit, like the one below it, is a little bit more normal looking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, that's just a couple. This one kind of is a little bit like student teacher. Like, teacher's like, hey, we're going on a field trip. And she's like, oh, I love you, Mr. Whatever.
She writes, example one, after showing our D's at the door at a bar during our second date, the bartender came up to us and said to him, I'm going to need personally check her ID again because you look like you're robbing the cradle right now.
Jesus.
He was totally not joking. Looked me like a sad, concerned father. Example two, we were standing in line at the mall. The mall doesn't help you.
You don't have lines either.
What? Yeah, and a girl that's about my age pointed at me and whispered to her friend, aw, sugar baby, LOL. This is when I started to become self-conscious. Okay, that's that's a little much. I'm with you.
That's also like kind of like the movie Waterboy. You know, you're audibly hearing people pointing with sugar baby.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't think you're a sugar baby or have a sugar daddy unless you acknowledge it. Like I knew somebody in college. She had she had a friend who had a sugar daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And he would like come. He was obviously an older guy.
Well, knowing you, this is different where she's like,
her problem is she doesn't want people to think
that.
That's like, what's going
like,
on.
And I agree, like, you own what you got, but like, she writes, question one, how much should I care about this? It sucks. It sucks to be judged by society in any way. Like, I've had, you know, it's also sucks to be like, you know, and they're also an interracial couple. If I was in an interracial relationship and someone was like, ooh, you know, every time we walk by, I'd be like, yeah, you're fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Like, go fucking mind your own business.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's something she needs to necessarily worry about. I think one question she might want to ask this guy is, at 36... you're very gray, right?
Yeah.
What have you seen?
what do you mean?
Did you grow up in a haunted house?
Yeah. Why
did you fall through a mine shaft? Did you live inside of a sewer and didn't think you'd get out for years and years and years?
Yeah. She writes, question two, should I talk to my boyfriend about the comments I've heard and if it's bothering me? For context, I'm an engineer, so that sugar baby comment hurt because I busted my ass getting my aerospace degree. Damn it. And I wish someone was paying my bills. Question three, can I ask my boyfriend he would consider dyeing his hair?
Can I stop you there real quick?
Sure.
I was kind of fucking around about his being gray. I don't think he's as gray as... Really, I was talking about how she referred to him as... She kind of talked about him like he was fucking Steve Martin.
Yeah, and then
you just look at him, you're like, he's not.
He's not. Got some gray in his beard.
He has a little gray in his beard. That's it. He's not what you think you're looking at.
I don't think... She's putting a lot of weight into what other people think.
Yes.
And I think, like... You know, I kind of think these things are like... They are like douchebag detectors. Mm-hmm. Like if someone, like it's kind of like when someone, I'll give this example for not to get too Jewish on this episode, but when I say I went to camp as a kid, I went to Jewish summer camp, and they go, "Oh, you went to Jew camp?" I go, you stink." Like I just like
totally.
Your whole thing stinks.
Absolutely.
For her. You know, take the positive of like when someone says that to you, look at this sugar daddy, you can go, oh, they're immature and someone that I wouldn't even want to speak to.
Yeah.
You know, like
it's the same way I feel when I say to somebody, I don't like the Beatles, and they go, you don't like the Beatles? And they start naming the band, the songs, and the albums.
You're like, oh, this isn't going to be
you're garbage.
A fun interpersonal relationship for
Absolutely.
Us. And I think for her, like, you like the guy. You guys are attracted to each other. That's the only thing that
Absolutely.
Really matters. Like,
yes.
You're not going to get into... And also, people card you and you go, yeah, here's my ID. What are you talking about? I would even do this. Like, I think the move for her is to go, I don't know, what's a sugar baby? And then they can explain. And then you get them explained. They go... And like, if someone's really being... Like, that person carding you going, I got to really check this one. It's like, why?
Yeah.
And then you get them talking, and you go, what do you mean?
And then also when you find out she's 26.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
You got to go, I mean, apologize, what?
Yeah,
right?
When you have to why someone to get them to explain. Get people talking.
Yes.
The more people talk, the dumber they sound. So when someone says to me, like, well, like when someone does a joke to you and mm-hmm. you don't want to play along, you can make it really fucking annoying for them.
Absolutely.
So you go, when they do the sugar baby thing, you go, well, what is that? I've never heard of that before.
Yes.
And then they go, well, that's when an older man, you know, pays for the lifestyle of a younger woman. And you go, what? People do that? And they go, yeah. And they start laughing because they're uncomfortable. They go, I know, like, you know, like a guy who's a creep has a younger girl. And as they say it, they go, they start hearing themselves sound like an asshole.
Yeah.
They start, it's like the definition, the word softens the disgustingness of the definition. Like the sugar daddy baby thing, I'm like, that's a dangerous, not a fun world that I would want anyone to be in or feel like they have to go into.
No, it
like,
sucks.
It sucks.
So if you're at the line at the mall, right? And somebody goes, oh, look at that sugar baby. You go, oh, yeah? And then standing 69 right there with your with your man.
I told you! I just think, like, for her... You have to ignore... I don't think dyeing his hair is even going to help you.
No.
I do think you should mention it to your boyfriend that you've felt uncomfortable and like that you don't like it. I think
she has mentioned it to him.
That's okay.
Because they've been in a situation where, you know, together they were like, talked to.
Like, you could say, did you hear that guy? And he'll go, what? They made a comment about our age difference. And then he'll go, what? That's fucking crazy. Because your age difference isn't even that crazy to me. 36 to 30, 26... I'm 34. My girlfriend's 26. It's the same to me.
Yeah.
You know, so I wouldn't worry about that. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We are sponsored, people. There's another sponsor. Upstart, baby. As most of us found out the hard way, getting into debt is easy. Getting out of debt is hard, especially if your FICO score isn't great. Thankfully, now there's Upstart.com, the revolutionary lending program that knows you more than just your credit score and offers smaller interest rates to help you pay off high credit card debt. Upstart goes beyond the traditional FICO score when assessing your credit card worthiness. Here's what I'll say about Upstart. I think this is a great way. You should be working on your debt, okay? If you have debt, that should be a part of your daily financial plan. It is something that can bury you. If you can find better rates and you can figure out a way to combine debt and figure out a way to make it so the payments are easier or more streamlined, that is a great way to improve your life. Upstart believes you're more than just a credit score. They believe in you, and they understand that. They make it fast, simple, and easy to check your rate in just a few minutes without affecting your credit score. The best part, once the loan is approved, most people get their funds the very next business day, the next day. Over 200,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards, student loans, and fund their weddings or to make large purchases. I would say this, if you have a credit card debt, that's the one that kills you. Upstart's the way to go. Any way to get that rate down and pay it off quicker, Upstart's a great way to do that. Free yourself from the burden of high interest interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment with Upstart. That's huge. See why Upstart is ranked number one in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot, and hurry to start Upstart to upstart.com/JTrain. That's upstart.com/JTrain to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes and won't affect your credit score. That's upstart.com/JTrain. I mean, at the very least, check your rate, see what it would be, see if it can help you out. These are adult issues for childlike people. So I understand the listeners here. We all are acting like children with real adult problems. Debt is an adult issue that you want to make sure you're taking care of. So go to upstart.com/JTrain. Get that taken care of. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We got time for one more?
We're at 43.
Oh, we got time. Let's do it. If you're not trying, you're dying.
Like it. That's a strong headline.
I'll get right to it. I'm 26 and I've struggled with confidence and body issues since sixth grade. I work towards an idealized body that probably won't bring me happiness, but the journey is bringing me confidence. My friends say I carry myself differently and I seem healthier. I've attached some before and after photos. Okay. It's a dude, lost a significant amount of weight.
Yep.
Looks great.
Yep.
Added tattoos.
Like it.
From 2014 to 2019, he's lost a ton of weight, dyed his hair.
Got more tattoos.
And got more tattoos. So just telling the
Lost his glasses.
No glasses.
His fucking, the tattoos blew the glasses right off his face.
Right off the face.
The hair, he dyed his hair blonde and the glasses were like, I can't be here anymore. And
that's
they left.
That's right. I play the numbers game with dating apps and also have the confidence to approach women out in the real world. I'm not a club bar person, so I usually, it's usually during the day somewhere I'm playing, getting to the point where I'm so exhausted from dates and phone numbers that lead nowhere and even tired of the ones that end up in sex. I hate the JBY advice, just be yourself, because it seems like something people say when they have no real advice to give, because how can I even be anything else? I guess my question is, how can I meet someone I actually vibe with that reciprocates my attraction? Pretty sure Socrates was trying to figure this shit out centuries ago. I forgot that it feels like to be genuinely desired by a healthy woman. Maybe the fact that I'm even writing this email is why women lose attraction. I can never seem to keep a woman's interest, especially if I'm competing with every dude in their inbox. But to write it off as maybe she's just not right for me seems like a negation of responsibility on my part and a externalization of blame. Part of me blames my body for not being ace. What's ace?
I guess like great.
Great.
The best.
What gives? I work two jobs, go to school for psychology. I'm a musician and well-read. Whenever I meet someone I like, it's apparently never reciprocated. What do I do? I know this is very ambiguous and I apologize. So maybe I just want a pep talk or some guidance. Thanks, Jared. This email is making me emotional. And he gives his Instagram and all that. But what do you think?
I mean, first of all, dating's hell, huh?
It's not easy.
Because everybody talks about it as if it's literally, you know, one of the worst things ever.
It's not easy until it's easy.
Yeah.
And I know that's like, I don't want to give the advice that he's kind of sitting in where he's already negated the advice that you would give to someone like this where it's like, you need to be more yourself.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I'm being myself is what he's saying. I would say, and here's his Instagram. He gave this. Yeah, he's got, I mean.
Oh, the glasses are back.
The glasses are back. It's very curated. I'll say this about his Instagram. It's a lot of, there's a kind of, so then, he has some inspirational shit going on his Instagram too. Are you reading this?
Yeah. Can I say, maybe this is just me.
So what do you think?
Nobody should post anything inspirational.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Nobody. And I'm talking like, from the Rock down.
Yeah.
Nobody.
just be an inspiration.
Live
don't,
it.
Live it.
Live it.
These
quotes and these things are like, what are we talking
here's
about?
What I would say to this guy. Because reading the email, there's words that pop out to me that tell me. It's almost like I can't put into words what I would describe him as. But there's things that pop out to me that he wrote. Okay.
Yes.
And I think he's a good guy. I think he wants to be better. This email is aspirational.
He seriously does seem like a person who does nothing but try to better themselves.
Yeah.
In the last bunch of years, well, you know what I mean? He's done so many things.
That's kind of what I was thinking is like, dude, you got to be easier on yourself.
Yeah,
like,
that's yes.
You know, like he wrote in his email, and if you're hard on yourself, that means you're probably hard on other people.
Absolutely.
So when you give yourself, when you write, I work towards an idealized body that probably won't bring me happiness. That is a sentence that I'm like, dude, fucking relax.
That's like the end of Clash of the Titans when the Kraken opens right before it eats the town. They're like, I worked on this idealized body and it never brought me happiness. And it's then like, dead.
But also, what's an idealized body? What are you going to tell me?
Yeah, there's
look
no,
at Jason Momoa, you know, puts on some pounds and people go, it's a dad bod. Well, no, we discussed it. No one said that. But I'm saying,
yeah.
My idealized body, like to me at 22, my idealized body was like abs and chisel,
yeah,
whatever.
They say the you have the six packs. They're eating like so much water and no carbs. Like,
yeah,
you can't keep that.
Well,
up.
Well, that's the thing. Like, what's my idealized body at this age is not abs. It's t-shirt fits nice.
Absolutely. Decent in a t-shirt. Look decent in a dress shirt.
That's all I want.
Look good in clothes.
That's all I want.
I'm with you.
That is all I want. And
yes.
Good to me.
Yes,
so
yes,
this
yes.
is the other thing. You, have
you and me have different body types. We're
absolutely.
Gonna look different in a t-shirt, but we both look good in a t-shirt.
That's what we want.
Yes.
So this is what I'm saying to this guy. You have this whole checklist of how people should be. You even write, I play the numbers game with David. I'm getting to the point where I'm so exhausted. Mike, how can I meet someone I actually vibe with? That no.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're finding a specific part of an email right now.
I forgot what it feels like to be genuinely desired by a healthy woman. Who are you to say what is healthy, what is not? So,
I mean, he means mentally, I'm assuming they're mentally healthy.
Everyone's fucked up.
Yes, everyone has their own
thing.
And
it's really two fucked up puzzle pieces that fit together to make a real relationship.
Yes.
It's your parents fucked you up that way, my parents fucked me up this way. Wow. Who would have thought someone fits my fuck up?
Absolutely.
That's all life is finding people to fit your fuck up.
Yeah.
Because all of us are imperfect. So to me, like, I get a vibe, and I'm not saying he wrote in, so he's asking for us to talk about his email. I think he's a good guy. I think he's a little bit I think he's like kind of following a very religious ideal.
The idea that you get the hair, you get the body, you get women.
Yes. And then he's going to tell other people on his Instagram via quotes that he wrote or that, you know, from people, you know, the art of loving.
Nobody should ever. I mean, this is just me again. Nobody should post quotes.
Yeah.
No quotes.
I get why. But like own the quotes. Like listen, I've listened to inspirational shit myself and I listen to it and I go, yeah, this I like,
yes.
This I don't like. This
yes.
is kind of a way that a mantra that I could repeat to myself.
Absolutely,
to live through
but
every
yourself.
Day. Myself.
Yourself.
This is, to me, when someone's unhappy,
yep.
they try to tell everyone why they're unhappy, too.
Or they try to fake it with like, oh, I'm doing good, look at my quotes.
Yeah,
like, buddy, you're broken.
I think it's okay to be unhappy a little bit sometimes. It's also okay to say, hey, you know, you can be happy and imperfect.
Yes.
So,
which is the only way that anybody's ever happy.
Yeah.
You can't be fucking perfect. There is no goddamn perfect.
And what to do, I think, like, having a little bit more empathy and being. Sometimes people say these quotes and, like, say these, like, love yourself shit to not really be vulnerable. They think that they sound like vulnerable people,
mm-hmm.
but they're not. So they'll go, in a world, love must be the narcissism of our lives. And you're like, well, that had a lot of big words. That sounded deep. And then you're like, yeah, but how you doing, man? And they're like, but in the quote, Told you
I
how
love
I'm doing.
Like we go through it a decent amount. I'm sure people do a lot at their jobs too. Mm. In comedy, you ask somebody how they're my favorite thing. You go, hey, how you doing? They go, ah, I got these shows, I got this, and you go, yeah, yeah, but how are you? And yeah. then they go, I don't know.
Awful.
Fall apart. They just fucking die. They can't tell you how they actually feel.
Yeah, comedy. Comedians have these very honest conversations. Like, I think also because we like did open mics and you have jokes that fail that come from a very personal place that we all witnessed. So you can't like it's interesting to me. Like, I'll see people and we'll be talking. They'll say, oh, well, you know, deal with weight shit. And they'll know shit about me, comics.
Yeah.
That I'm like, we've only hung out for a couple hours in our lives, like in the combination of all the times we hung out, and they go, yeah. but they know me on a different level because they've heard me say things into a mic
yes.
that I'm like trying to make funny that aren't funny. They're just honest truth.
Yeah, yeah.
And for this guy, I think being a little bit more honest with where you stand and who you are, and
I think also, like you said at the top, like ease up on yourself.
Yeah, be a little easier. You're being
we
a
all,
little tough.
We all, you know what? I think we could all probably learn to be a little bit fucking easier on ourselves.
Absolutely. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Nathan McIntosh. Let's do another one.
Well, I love these.
What a guy calls dibs on you for a wedding. Feather, and all the usual, keep up the great work. Emailing because my brother is getting married next month. And about 2 weeks ago, one of his college friends DM'd me on Instagram to chat, quote unquote, but very obviously brings up the wedding. He and I never dated or hooked up, and the last time we talked was last summer when he was in town and tried to organize drinks, but it didn't work out. For context, I'm on the East Coast and he's on the West Coast. So this guy has tried to get with this girl in the past.
His brother's sister.
Her brother's getting married. It's the brother's sister. And then this guy Instagram DM'd the chat.
Is he a friend of the brother? I'm sorry. Did I mess that up? Is he?
I think so.
Yeah, he's a friend
when
of the
he
brother.
DM'd me, he said how he was excited to see me, was bummed we never connected last summer, and even was so bold as to ask if I was dating anyone. I'm single. Fast forward to a week later during a summer holiday and him drunkenly messaging me how he's always been interested in me, among other things. He's coming to the wedding and my friends were joking how he's calling a very early dibs on me for hanging at the wedding and is really putting in work for the hookup. I agree. It's a lot of, he put the hard hat on. Full disclosure, I'd absolutely be interested, so him reaching out was definitely a plus to having no plus one to bring. Now comes the question of, would he truly be only interested in hooking up due to being friends with my brother, knowing my family, etc.? Although, what mid-20s guy wants to pursue a cross-country romance, although he'll be moving eventually? And I'm internally battling with, if we were to hook up, how will he perceive me depending on how far we go? Would love to hear your take. Also, would be honored to hear a celeb lookalike from Classic Shelb. Also, she attached a pic of the guy for context. She is very cute. Here's her. Shelby's taking a once over. Nathan, what do you think?
A celeb lookalike? This is only Shelby.
Well,
right?
I'm asking about the email. Yeah.
So first of all, she's talking about, she's asking about.
She's very tall.
Yo, look out.
Wow.
Sorry. We went from kayak pictures to yikes.
Yeah, she is.
I wasn't ready for that,
J-Train.
She's
model-esque.
I thought we were just looking at pictures of a woman kayaking, and
no.
Then it became, I mean, holy fuck.
Listen.
Yo. Yeah.
She looks like Allison Williams.
She does. Hit that bell, Shelby. Classic Shelb nails another one.
Classic Shelb nails another one.
Right?
I don't know who Allison Williams is, but
I mean,
do you have a date to your brother's wedding?
I mean,
bam, 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 bam.
She also is the type that you'd want to like get ahead on.
Oh, Allison Williams, that's hilarious.
It looks just like her.
Yes. She does. She does look like her.
I mean, my God. And here's the guy. He is no schlub.
No.
He looks like Hitler's wet dream.
Yeah, he's ready to fuck.
This guy is like Nordic hot.
Yes, yes. He's rock hard. I mean, look at this guy.
This guy.
That's a shirt. That's how you wear a fucking shirt right there.
He looks great in a shirt.
Killing that shirt.
He looks
like... Look at that fucking guy. The half crop, you can see that.
Yeah.
The half crop guy looks like a fucking idiot compared to this. 7'9", chest like a dick. Look at this
Ivan
guy.
Ivan Drago's grandson.
He's Drago. This is Creed 2.
This is Creed 2.
This is Creed 3, wedding.
He should have been... Creed 2,
Creed
Drago's
3
son.
Wedding.
Yeah, Creed 3 wedding. He's coming to knock out that puss. What do we think?
Well, I mean, what was the whole thing you're
so
like,
she's like down.
Yeah.
But the
pilot. Who's not down? I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
I'd watch these people fuck. You know what I mean?
We should talk to the first girl about that amateur porn.
Absolutely. How do you get this set up? This guy climbs mountains.
The other
lady's kayaking with fucking 90 foot legs.
They both have height. They are going.
Oh God!
I want to throw her an alley oop.
Yeah, I think
both of them.
This alley-oops is the to hottest sex ever. But her point is, yes. I'm down.
Yeah.
But what will this? You know, what are the prospects going forward? So she's basically saying, like, you know what? What happens at this wedding? Yeah. How do I play it so that I don't I think also her question, she's not asking it, but I would be wondering, how do I not disrespect my family? Like, I'm not going to be on the dance floor making out with this fucking Drago guy.
I think everybody would be fine with this.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody would be upset. Even a grandmother would be like, look, you're hot. Mm-hmm. That guy's fucking rock
gorgeous.
Hard.
Yeah.
But I mean, this guy, it's his friend's sister, and he's kind of been like messaging her for a couple of years.
He's pursued. Yeah.
You'd have to be a real criminal piece of shit, right?
Yeah.
To be friends with a guy and just fuck his sister and be like, I'm out, dude.
Peace.
So
yeah.
I think he's like,
he does have the built-in escape clause of cross country. But here's the thing. I call it the miserable billionaire. It's when guys like come after a girl and then they get it.
Yes.
And then they go, I'm too busy. The miserable billionaire is when a guy like approaches a girl for a long time. Then finally she gives in and he goes, fuck, I put in all that work and what I got didn't fill me up with happiness.
Yes.
And
yes,
he's like, now I got to end this relationship that I created.
You almost described miserable life, period. Somebody's like, this will make me happy. Like the other guy. If I get a haircut, if I go to nothing is a thing.
Nothing's going to fill you up. Nothing's going to. And also they get it and they realize, oh shit, I just was obsessed with getting it.
I'll tell you this though. What's going to fill people up at that wedding is watching these two fuck on the dance floor.
Yeah, I agree. I'll say this. What they should do. What she should do is you go to the wedding to have fun.
Yeah.
It's fun first. Let him impress you. Just because he called some sort of dibs doesn't mean anything. All you know is there's a hot dude coming to the wedding that wants to get with you.
7'5", rock hard man.
Yeah, he's made his decision. You haven't made any decision. You say, yeah, I would, but let's see how he acts at the wedding.
Absolutely. It's my brother's wedding. I'm here for my brother.
Yeah, let's see how he acts. Let's see how he plays it, because he might come up to you and be a fucking loser asshole.
Yep.
He might come up to you and go, not even try and dance with you. You want a guy that will run, like, and I'm saying hook up or don't. Do whatever you feel comfortable doing.
Yeah.
Say no, and don't sit there going, well, it's our one night. He came across the country. No. If having a cuddle fest after your brother's wedding is what you want, that's what this guy gets, okay? And if you want to go further than that, that's fine. You going further, you having sex with him at the wedding doesn't work to your favor or against your favor, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Like
I don't think it necessarily, they've known each other for a while. He's reached out before. She's interested and has been for a while. So that doesn't change anything.
And I think with hookups, it's all like everyone wants to believe that it's a contract that's already been written in stone before you got there. No.
Yeah.
It's mini contracts that keep getting agreed to. So it's, hey, let's go out and dance. Okay, I agree to that contract. Hey, let's go eat the chocolate fountain. I agree to that content. Let's go to the contract. Let's go to the outside. Let's have a shot outside. Let's drink some of the after-dinner wine. I agree to that contract. Let's make out outside around the corner where your parents can't see.
Yep.
I agree to that contract. Do you want to come back to my room? I have a hotel room. Oh, I agree to that contract. All those things are little mini things where you go, I like him along the way.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be an all-or-nothing thing. It can be, hey, come back to my room. And you go, And he goes, well, I'm splitting a room with three other guys.
Yeah.
Can I come back to your room? And you go, no, I'm not going to agree to that contract.
Yep, yep, yep.
That's okay, too.
Or when somebody stands up, clinks their glass, and goes, hey, guys, I don't know about anybody else here at this wedding. I think I speak for everyone when I say, doesn't everybody in here want to see these two people suck on each other? You can say, no, I don't want to.
No, I don't want to do that. I think also the wedding is the perfect time to see how someone is. A wedding offers so much interpersonal things that you can see how you match up with someone. Just like we talked about with the last email. Your fucked up head with someone else's fucked up head.
Mm-hmm.
If you're at a wedding and you're one of those people that stands in the back and hangs out in the back, but then you're next to someone who's attractive who hangs in the back, you're like, oh, wow, we're the same fucked up.
Yes.
If you're at the wedding and you're and this guy goes, come on, let's dance, and you're like, oh, that felt great. That was so cool that he and he's dancing with your grandmother, and you go, this is what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
A wedding is a perfect place to see how people act in the wild. It's a bubble reality. So you can see how he musters up. And maybe he comes to that wedding and he's not that great.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's just a statue. But you're going to see.
I mean,
and if you fuck him, that's fine. Whatever happens after that, I wouldn't, you might not even like him that much. You might fuck him and go, yeah, that was a fun night, but I'm not into it. So why are you so far ahead?
Yeah.
Let's stay in wedding land. See how it works
get
out.
Get to the wedding. Be there for your brother. See what happens with this man.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We'll do one more. We got time.
One more email.
Nathan McIntosh. Positive Anger is the podcast at Nathan McIntosh on Instagram. One of my favorite guests. He brings it every time, and I want you to go follow. Am I the reason my ex is with his new girlfriend?
Am I the reason my ex is with his new girlfriend?
Dear J Train, thanks for being so awesome and saying the things many people are afraid to say. Listen to you like Erday. I'm still trying to catch up on all the episodes. Thank you. Anyways, my roommate and I have had the exact same issue with our ex-boyfriends. It's actually an insane coincidence. We didn't even know each other when I was going through this with my ex, but this incident is super recent for my roommate. We're both in serious relationship with these guys for more than 3 years. They're the typical nice guy that everyone likes, eye roll, and we always felt we could trust them and they wouldn't physically cheat. However, they both had a pretty cute lab partner that we both felt a little sketchy about. A lab partner?
Yeah, what's going on here?
They would study together outside of class and occasionally text, and my ex actually used to tutor this girl, and I never thought anything of it until I saw what she looked like. Blonde with big tits and a bikini and a bikini in Vegas type.
In a lab? Big tits in a lab with a bikini?
This seems unbelievable.
Is this a Disney movie we're getting an email from?
Both our situations were slightly different, but basically we both called our exes out and asked them if something was up with these girls. Both responded with no, of course. We both still felt superstitious, but what else are we going to do, right? Yeah, I'm with you. We already seemed a little jealous crazy for saying anything in the first place. I don't think you're crazy. I think you're jealous, but I don't think you're crazy. So a year or so later in both of our relations, we break up with them for reasons unrelated to this. I would disagree.
Yeah.
that
I would also disagree based on the next sentence.
Well, your insecurities in the relationship are brought out by big tit lab partner.
Also, I'm sorry. If you're in a lab with just one other person and that person has big tits and is wearing a bikini, it's going to be pretty hard.
It's weird to go to the lab in a bikini.
Yeah.
That's
OSHA violation.
There's a lot of OSHA shit going on. Unrelated to this, and so break up with them for reasons unrelated to this, and both of them started dating the lab partners. Is this just because these girls maybe showed some interest in the past and exes were reaching out to whoever they could think of to rebound? Is it because we made a big deal about them hanging out with them and in turn gave them me what you want, what you can't have type of thing? Or were we just right to be suspicious of our exes and these girls in the first place? We can't help but feel our reaction to these friendships could have something to do with them being together now. Like, maybe we've made these girls seem cooler than they actually are by being jealous of them. My ex and this girl are literally still dating almost 3 years later, and they started hooking up about 2 weeks after I broke off our 5-year relationship, LOL. We would love to hear your opinion. Would love a couple of celeb lookalikes just for fun. Here are our Instagram. This is really becoming a business for you, Shelby. here's their Instagrams. Nathan, what do you think about her email?
I mean,
she's not bad herself. She's cute.
No, she's very cute. The there's a part
there's
of it that's
one.
Like,
hold on, let me get the other. Okay, yeah.
Who did she look like, by the way, Shelby? Did we get anything there or no?
Shelby, do we have anything on the first one? Okay, let me get the second one.
It's very cute.
Kind of...
Oh, the second one doesn't come up.
Second one's private.
Kind of Heather Graham.
She is very Heather Graham-ish. Is this her?
Or that one, yeah.
Yeah, this is her. And this is the second one.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, yeah,
that's
these are the two friends.
Go to... Can we... Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, very cute. Both.
Well, you know, if you're in a lab,
they're both killing it. They're both killing it.
Both very good-looking women.
Good-looking women.
When you're in a lab, right?
She looks like, I know who you're going to say. I have a feeling I know
you go first.
Munn.
I could see that.
Olivia Munn.
She also looks like Maggie Q. Remember her?
Who's Maggie Q?
She was in one of the Mission Impossibles, and then for some reason they didn't have her back.
I mean, I see what you're talking about.
Munn's probably the better one.
Maggie Q, holy fuck.
She has the fuller face of Munn with the...
I don't like to get into specifics.
I won't challenge you. You're right. Okay. And the other girl's Heather Graham a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're very cute.
Heather Graham, yes. I mean, look. Let's just be serious, okay? You're a man. I'm a man.
We're men.
I'm a science...
Shelby, man.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm a scientist, okay? I'm in a lab. I got one partner.
Yep.
That partner has big tits.
Big old tits.
And is in a bikini, okay?
Little bikini.
After a while, you're going to want to put your beaker in her Bunsen burner. I mean, this is just how the world works.
Well, I have my coined phrase, the hookup alley-oop, okay? And the hookup alley-oop is when you kind of be flirty with a girl. Well, you're in a relationship.
Yes.
And if a girl approaches you, you don't say no to it. You don't go, I have a girlfriend. You just be flirty enough so that when this relationship ends, you alley-oop your relationship self, alley-oops you, the girl to hook up with as your single self.
Also, when you're a scientist, you're kind of only talking to other scientists.
This is the thing.
Do you know what I mean? Like, science hangs with science.
But this is exactly what my point is. Nathan brings up, without saying it, three men here. Men are way lazier than they're given credit for.
And also, there's only so many scientists.
But this is the thing.
How many big-titted, hot bikini scientists are you, first of all, guys, are there? Second, that you're working with.
Guys want to, you want to believe that guys are out there like searching for the perfect chick.
Not
they're searching
anything.
For anyone that will eat at their soup kitchen.
Barely doing
and
anything.
And it's like, oh, you're cute. You make my penis tickle. I'll go with you now, too. So when she says, wow, it's so weird, I don't think them saying that these girls are threats are the reason they went to those girls. I'm saying you saying those girls are threats because the relationship wasn't working out and you knew the only other girls that talk to them that are outside of your friend group that would be the easiest to hook up with without consequence are those girls.
Yeah.
So he did. It's all animalistic. It's all Darwinism. Every guy is surviving to get his penis coming.
Again, I gotta bring back science.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Also, any kind of job you're working at, you're probably gonna end up, you know, you could easily end up with people that you work with all the time. But science is so specific.
Yeah.
You are working with a
big... So you share an interest.
Yeah, but like a big one. You're it's your science.
I just think like guys or girls, whoever's talking to you and showing interest is the one you want to go with.
Yes.
Like, this is way more about proximity than
Absolutely.
It is romance or you guys
no, you're right, because
pushing
if,
them away.
If it was men hunting the world, we'd all go to Brazil. You know what I mean? Who the fuck is just going to keep going to the Starbucks at their corner?
No,
you're going to Rio tonight.
Whoever's in this area that also gets these other things going for me.
Yes.
Like, people want to make it way more personal than it is, and I understand why people do that. They say, well, they've chosen that girl over me. No. They chose that girl next when you ended. That girl was giving them attention, and it took zero work to go find them.
I'd love to know because she said we broke up unrelated to this. I'd be like, hey, how were the tests today? Oh, well, we figured out that my cum gets halfway into it. Oh, never mind. What? What did you say? Yeah. And then, you know.
Shelby.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for popping in.
Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. At Classic Shelb on Twitter and Instagram. Go to ShelbyRoyston.com. Check out all his stuff. Nathan McIntosh, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me, man. I very much appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Go follow Nathan at Nathan McIntosh, at Nathan McIntosh. Go, go, go. Positive Anger is the podcast. I'm Jared Freed. I'm in London. Tell me where to go eat. I'll be back next episode. Boom.